Okay, today is Wednesday. No, around the corner. Wednesday, March 19th, or 19th day of the month of Adar 2. This is the women's Mishnah share. We're in Maseches Kedushin, first Perek. Okay, Rabotai. Chavta summer days. Okay, we're continuing with the obligation of a parent to teach a child Torah and the conflict that arises when a child reaches a certain age. Should the child get married or should he study Torah first? Because apparently it's impossible to do both. What? That is correct. That's correct. Yes. So we'll see how the Gemara handles it. There's a lot of discussion here in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. There's a lot of discussion. So let's see what the Gemara says. Tana Rabbana. We've learned in a Braita. Lilmod Torah, Velisa Isha. If there is if a person is facing a certain age and he has to make a decision, should I devote my time to Torah study or should I get married? Which one should I do first? Yilmod Torah v'achkach yisa isha. First, let him learn Torah, and then let him get married. V'im ef sharlo belo isha. But if he feels he can't survive without a wife, his hormones are very active. So yisa isha v'achkach yilmod Torah. So then, let him go ahead and get married. And then study Torah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Halacha, the halacha is, no se isha ve'achakach yilmod Torah. First get married, and then study. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rechayim b'tzavaro ve'yaasok b'torah. Rechayim is a mill. The millstones. The millstones are at his neck. And you expect them to study Torah? How's that possible? Obviously, he advises first study Torah, then get married.
Where's the end of the Braita?
The end of the Braita is Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Okay. Those are Amoraic sages already. Rabbi Yochanan Rechayim b'tzavar v'yasuk b'Torah. So his implication is that, of course, what must you do? First, you have to learn, and then get married. Because once you get married, you can't learn effectively. Because you have a responsibility to providing for your family. Concludes the Gemara, v'lo pligi. There is no debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. Ha'alan v'halohu. One statement is for us, and one statement is for them. The us and the them are Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Which statement is for Bavel and which is for Eretz Yisrael is a machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. So now let's take a look at Rashi. Did anybody see Carlos around? I tell him to put the heat on. It's just because people sitting here with coats. I don't know. Take a look at Rashi. On the right hand side, on the top, I bracketed the Rashi. Ha'alam v'ha'lehu. B'nei Bavel, ha'yu holchin v'gorsin mishnayot ha'tana'im be'eretz Yisrael. The practice was for the people of Bavel to go study in Eretz Yisrael. U'mitoch shelomdim chutz limkomam. On account of the fact that they are learning out of their region, ein tzorche habayit mutalim alehem. They don't have to wash the floors. They don't have to vacuum clean. They don't have to do laundry. So therefore, what should they do? No say Isha. Let him get married in Bavel and then check out to Eretz Yisrael. And he's got nothing to worry about. He can do plenty of learning because he's not going to be near his wife. He leaves her there, of course. Dehever below Hirhur. Because once he gets married, all of the inappropriate thoughts have already been dispelled. And when he comes home every time, you know, it'll satisfy his needs and so on and so forth. So therefore, what should he do? He should get married. V'achaka choled v'lo me Torah. So, yeah. Okay, that's going to be Tosis's question. Hold on, just learning Rashi. Rashi seems to ignore the financial responsibility. All he's worried about is chores, house chores. As if the men do lots of house chores in Bavel. You know, if they're in Bavel, they're doing the house chores.
So Tzorcha Habayis means house chores?
Yes.
Does it mean providing the needs of the home?
No, that's not what Tosis is going to say. Tosis is going to say, then that's how Tosis understands Rashi, based on the fact that, you know, what about supporting them? How are you going to support them?
Wasn't Bavel also a big center of learning?
Yeah, yes. So
why did they leave maybe even more than
it? It's a good question. When is this statement being made of Halav Velhu? You know, later on as we go further away from the time of the Mishnah, more and more scholars went to Bavel. Perhaps early on people went to like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was born in Bavel and he went to learn in Israel. There were some. Ha-luhu. The other halacha applies to Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Halomdim bim komam. The students in Israel, they don't travel to learn. They learn locally. Im nosei isha, if he's going to get married, yutzorche habayis mutalin alav. All of the chores of the house will be what?
On his shoulders.
V'yivatlu. And they're going to what? They're going to prevent him from learning Torah. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, you have to study Torah first and then get married. That's how the Gemara resolves it according to Rashi.
What age are they talking?
Okay, we haven't discussed that yet. That'll be a subsequent discussion. We'll see the Rambam, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch. What age do you think it would be? Gut reaction.
18.
Okay, because you're influenced by the famous Mishnah, Bein Shmona Esrei L'Chuppah. Okay, we'll see. So there's going to be a statement by Karo, we'll see that, and the way some explain it, since when does a mitzvah begin when you're 18? When do all mitzvot start? When you're 13, you should get married. Yes, we'll see. We'll see in a couple of minutes. Yeah. Now let's learn Tosis. I bracketed the Tosis. It's right below the Rashi. Ha'olam v'ha'olahu. First he quotes Rashi verbatim. Pirish Bekuntris. It's been explained in the pamphlet. B'nei Bavel ha'yu holchin v'garsin mishnayot hatana'im b'eretz Yisrael. The students in Bavel used to go to study the Mishnayot of the scholars in Israel. And on account of the fact that they're learning out of their normal residence, they don't have to worry about doing house chores. So therefore, no say isha, to have a below here hearer. So you can get married first, take care of your urges, the achakach lomei Torah, and then you can study Torah. Haluhu, the other halacha that you're supposed to study first and then get married is lebnei Eretz Yisrael. Halomdim b'mikomam. Im nosei isha, if he gets married first, you kol tzorchei habayis mutalin alav v'yivatlu. All of the house chores will be saddled upon him, and that will preclude him from studying Torah. V'kasha l'rabbeinu tam. Rabbeinu Tam finds Rashi's explanation very difficult. The mashma, the ka'amar Shmuel, the way Rashi sets it up, Shmuel's statement is, shenosei isha tchila, kidei lihiyot below hirhur. You get married first, so that you will be without inappropriate thoughts. Umuki lo lemilsei bibnei bavel. And he applies Shmuel, that you're supposed to get married first, in to the people of Bavel. Asks Tosfos, Im kain, akate ikar hirhur, kevan sheholchim lumot chutz limkoman. How do you get rid of the inappropriate thoughts, temptations, if you're not with your wife? So what did you accomplish by getting married? Then right after the marriage, what did you do? You moved to Eretz Yisrael. How's that going to get rid of any urges on your part if you don't have a chance to express yourself? The old kasha. Achar shenasa isha, after you marry a woman, heich yetze chutz limkomo lumod, how could you possibly leave and go learn? Vahalo hu tsarich lachzor achar mezonot ishto ubanav. It's your responsibility to do what? To what? To provide food for your family. Ubeperek kama de gitten ashkechan. And in the first parak of Maseches Gittin, we find the Sholach Rabbi Aviatar. Rabbi Aviatar sent the following statement: Bnei Adam habaim misham likam, the men who come from Bavel to learn in Eretz Yisrael and neglect their responsibilities of what? Providing for their families. They fulfill for their families, vayitnu et hayeled bizona, ve'etal yaldam bachru bayayin. What happens? Their children are forced into what? Into prostitution, and to be sold as slaves in order for what? To purchase food. Where do we find that in the Haftarah? No, but in a Haftarah which we read, where somebody was very concerned that she didn't have enough money.
Correct.
My husband died, Ovadia. He died. And what? There are enormous debts. Vahanoshe ba. And the creditors are coming to take my two children as slaves to pay off the debts. That was standard fare. Asks Tosfos, how is it possible for Rashi to explain that somebody gets married in Bavel and then goes to Eretz Yisrael to learn how you're supposed to make a living and support your family? After all, Rabbi Aviatar sent a very powerful statement to those guys who were in Bavel and came to Eretz Yisrael. What powerful statement is he making? What did he say? What you're doing is risking the lives of your children. So therefore, don't come to learn. What should you do? You want to stay home and work and make a living.
Why does it say Yeledzona?
What?
Why does it say the daughter will be a slave?
I don't know.
Unusual.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Perush, shitzrichim banav ubinotav lehit mashkein ba'avur mizonotohen. What's going to happen? Mazen mashkon? A collateral. They're going to have to be collateral for what? For their food. Mashma, it certainly appears she'ein osim yafeh sheholchim lumot chutz limkoman. It's readily apparent that according to Rabbi Aviatar, these guys certainly were not doing the right thing. Doing what?
Going to
Eretz Yisrael to learn and leaving their wives and families in Bavel.
Why
It's the inappropriate thing. Al kain nirul Rabbeinu Tam ipcha. Therefore, says the Rabbeinu Tam, I think the pshat is pun kapaya, just the opposite. Just the opposite. Do Rabbi Yochanan the Amar, Rabbi Yochanan who said, Rechaim b'tzavaro v'yasok b'torah, libnei Bavel diber. He's talking about to the students of Bavel. She'eino yachol lahaniach ishto v'yelech v'yilma Torah. He cannot leave his wife and what? And family to what? To study Torah. He cannot. So therefore, in order for him to learn, what is he going to have to do? Learn. He has to learn before he gets married.
Why can't you take your wife with you when you go to the
hospital? Because that's, you got to get an apartment, and you know, that's a big deal. And travel is not easy. Travel.
And how long are they talking about?
This Gemara doesn't say anything yet. We'll see. The Ode, furthermore, says Rabbeinu Tam, Shehem Aniyim. Women in Bavel were not very rich. So because they were not very rich, you have to work and support them. As a result, once you get married, there is no opportunity to learn. What you're going to have to do is learn first and then get married. Ushmuel de Amar, Nosei Isha Tchila, and Shmuel who says that what? That you get married first. Libnei Eretz Yisrael ka Amar. He's talking about to the Israeli scholars. Shiicholim lilmod bimikomam. Because they can what? Learn exactly where they work. Vigam heim ashirim. And all of a sudden comes Rabbeinu Tam and claims that people in Israel were loaded. I have no idea what he is referring to. How does he claim that Bnei Eretz Yisrael were wealthy? I have no idea. Totally right. And as a result, Tov lo shiyisa isha v'yulmod Torah b'tahara. Therefore, it's better that he does what? He should get married first and then study Torah b'tahara, namely, no inappropriate thoughts, hirhurim, his urges have been taken care of. Umiyu Pi'amim shigam b'nei Eretz Yisrael ha'yotzim chutzlim kamul abavol l'mol Torah. Says Rabbeinu Tam, I know that what? That a lot of times the scholars in Bavel, in Eretz Yisrael, would go where? To Bavel to learn. Then my theory goes out the window. Ela rubam ha'yulomdim b'mkoman. The majority of them happen to what?
Happened to stay put.
Fine. So that's how Rabbeinu Tam handles it. So there are weaknesses with both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, how in the world are you going to support your family if after you get married you go to work? So what did Rashi say? You're supposed to learn. After you're learning. So how did Rabbeinu Tam? How they're wealthy. How they get to be wealthy? Usually you get to be wealthy when you what?
Work.
When you work. Not everybody wins last night's $400 million lottery, Mega Millions. Not everybody wins that. So Rabbeinu Tam is his difficulty, and Rashi has his difficulty.
Also, did anyone ever think that the boys from Bavel could be coming to Eretz Israel and marrying a girl from there?
Nope, I guess not.
Especially if they're so rich.
Yes. There are other Rishonim who will say something that none of you are going to like. And they say as follows.
We prevent.
that the reason the Ran says this, I should have photographed that so you can, because otherwise you're not going to believe me. says that the Ran says that the reason why scholars in Bavel, he agrees with Rashi, that the scholars in Bavel can get married and go to Eretz Yisrael to learn, is because in Bavel the women went to work. And they supported their families. The women went to work. But in Israel, they did go to work. What did the women do? This is his expression. Hayu hanashim mitangot ve'ochlot kol hayom. That's his words. Party time. They were sitting in Lazy Bean. Sitting in Lazy Bean all day. Eating and drinking. That's a Lazy Bean. So therefore, who has the responsibility of providing? The husband. If the husband has the responsibility for providing, he's not going to be able to learn. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, what do you have to do? You have to learn first and then get married. That's how the Ran explains it. Saying, okay, how does he know this particular fact that in Bavel women worked and in Eretz Yisrael they didn't work? I don't know. Fine. So now let's see some of the discussion of the Rishonim about this particular dilemma, whether one gets married first, whether one learns first. Let's see how the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch handle this. So if you flip the page to page 1, what? Yes, 100%. Well, if you remember correctly, we actually that was the Rush. The Rambam believes there is a mitzvah to get married. The Rush says there's no mitzvah to get married, but there's a mitzvah pruvu. So one of the two are compelling you to get married. So now we're going to see two different Rambams. Rambam 1 in Hilchas Ishus, and then another Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah. And let's see if you get a different flavor for both of the Rambams. So the Rambam writes, we'll read Halachot Aleph, Bet, and Gimel. Ha'isha, Shehirshet et Ba'ala Achar HaNisuin, Sheyimana Onata, Harezim Mutar. The Rambam deals with an issue that neither Rashi nor Tosfos dealt with. Namely, there is exactly. There's an obligation. Conjugal relations is an obligation unto the wife. So, what do you mean you're going off to learn? Are we abandoning your wife? Says the Rambam, a woman who grants permission to her husband, Sheyimana Onata, which will eliminate that what? The loving relationship? Hareza Mutar, that's perfectly okay. Bamed Varim Amurim Bishayulu Banim Shikvar Kiyem Mitzvah Peri Varibya. When can she waive rights to conjugal relations? Only if they already had children. Avalim Lo Kiyem, if they have not yet fulfilled the mitzvah of Peruvu, Chayav Livol Bechol Ona, they're obligated to have relations at every available time until they have children. Halacha number 2. This is. What do you mean? The issue in halacha number 1 is that you can't. She has no right to waive her conjugal relations. The pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, "She'era kisuta ve'onata lo yigra." A husband has to provide food, credit cards, and for clothing, and have conjugal relations. So the Rambam says a wife can be mochel that, and then the husband go travel any place he wants to learn around it. But that's only if they haven't had children. If they had children, rather. If they haven't had children, she has no right to be mochel. Now, halacha number two. It's a little unusual. I can't explain the rationale of it. It's based on a pasuk. Ha'ish mitzuveh al piri v'ribya avalo ha'isha. The man is obligated to be fruitful and multiply, and the woman is not. The way we learn this out from is a very unusual drash. The pasuk says in Parshat Bereshit, "Pruvu umilu et haaretz v'kivshuha," and conquer it. So the Gemara in Sotah darshens, "Ha'ish darko lichbosh." Husband typically engages in battle. In capturing, in battle, so he has to do pruvu. Isha ain darka lichbosh. Women generally don't participate in battle, hence they're exempt from the mitzvah pruvu. Don't ask me to explain the logic of it. Umei ematai ha'ish nitchayev b'mitzvah zu miben shva esrei. Rambam says, when is a man obligated to perform this mitzvah? When he's 18, when he's 17 years old. Shva Esrei. V'kevan she'avru esrim shana v'lo nasa isha. Once 20 years have passed and he has not gotten married, hareza over u'mevatel mitzvah saseh. He has failed to be mekayim, a positive commandment. V'im haya osek batorah, but if he was studying, v'tarud ba, and he's very immersed in his learning, v'haya mityarei, and he was afraid, melisa isha, kidei shelo yitrach b'mizonot, v'yivatel min haTorah. So if he's very much afraid that while he's learning, he doesn't want to get married, because he knows when you get married, you have to go to work, and you can't learn. Hareze mutar lehit acher. You're allowed to delay getting married. You're allowed to delay getting married. Why? Sheha osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah v'kol shkein b'talmud Torah. Because any time you're engaged in mitzvah number one, you don't have to do mitzvah number two. So once you're learning, you're engaged in a mitzvah, and you don't have to do the next mitzvah of getting married. That's what he says. That's what he says. And then the next halacha. Mi shechoshka nafsho batorah tamid. Somebody who craves learning Torah. Vishagaba kiben azai. And was crazy about learning Torah, like Ben Azai, who never got married. That's why he's the illustration. V'nidbak ba kol yamav v'lo nasa isha, ein biyado avo. Such a person is not held of any transgression. V'hu shelo yiyeh yitzro mitgaber alav. That's only if he can control his mind and not have any, you know, sexual attraction dreams. Avalim hi yitzro mitgaber alav, chayav lisa isha, ve'afilu hayalo banim, shema yavo lidei hiro. Because if you can have inappropriate thoughts, that's the worst possible thing. That's worse than learning, worse than doing anything, is to have inappropriate thoughts. Hence, says the Rambam, under those circumstances, you cannot waive getting married. So if I ask you, what's the Rambam's position about getting married versus learning, what do you say? What do you say? Okay. So what would you say is his optimum? What does he say you should do? You have to guide your children now. What are you going to tell them to do?
Get married by the age of 20.
What?
At least get married by the age of 20.
Get married by the age of 20. Now, does the Rambam say lichatchila that a person should be sitting and learning before he gets married? Does the Rambam ever say that?
No.
No. He just writes as an excuse. If you happen to be learning and you don't get married, you're okay. Why? Because osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. But you certainly get the impression from the Rambam that what would he best to do? What would he best to do? No. Get married first. Because he says, if you happen to be learning and delay marriage, that's okay. Because Isaac ben mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. Okay, we're going to see the difficulties with this Rambam in a moment. We're going to see that many, many difficulties with this Rambam in a moment. But let's just see the other Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah.
How did they come up with 1730?
That's a good question. We'll see how to Rambam. We'll try to address the years as well.
The model for this Isha, Sheminat and Matat, is, I guess, for Rambam.
That is correct. For Nacha 12 years. That's correct. Yes.
They must have hitched.
Yes.
Did they have children before she went to the wedding? Did she work also?
I don't know.
When did he go leave?
I don't know why he wasn't home.
Look at, this is the Rambam, which you're looking at on page 2, is the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Look at Halacha He. At Halacha He. Okay? This is the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Le'olam yilmod Adam Torah ve'achakach yisa isha. You should always learn first and then get married. She'im nasa isha tchila ein da'ato p'nuya l'mod. If you're going to get married first, you can't learn. You have too many other responsibilities. V'im haya yitzro mitgaber alav at she'nimtza she'ein libo panui yisa v'achakach yilmatora. If he knows that his thoughts are inappropriate and he can't get away without getting married, so let him get married, and then he'll study Torah.
Are they assuming that once you get married, you're never opening up a sefer again? That's it?
You might open up a sefer, do a daf yad, but you're not doing serious learning. That is correct. That's the assumption, that you're not doing serious learning. Why? You got to work. But hold on a second. This has to be guided by other Rambams, where the Rambam said, where does it say you have to be a millionaire?
You have to work
to provide the minimum, the bare bones, minimum. A roof, food, doesn't mean you have to drive a Cadillac. You can drive an old Chevy as well. Doesn't mean you have to eat sushi 3 times a week, right? You can eat something else. You don't have to have steak. You don't have to have meat all the time, which are costly. So it's not necessary to work 12 hours a day in order to earn the type of living that you want to live, you want to enjoy. Live, provide, and that's it. The rest of the time you can learn, if that's the case.
I have two things with this. One is that those days they weren't learning like physics and trigonometry and stuff like that. So really from whenever they started learning, they were learning. So like even a 15-year-old and a 14-year-old, you could say they weren't as serious, but they were learning. When does it consider, when they say...
Talking about in Ashkenazic schools, in the time of the... Chachmei Ashkenaz did nothing but learn Torah. Chachmei Sfarad believed in education. The Rambam, how did he become a doctor? How did the Rambam become a doctor?
But not everybody did.
It was apparently, pretty much widespread.
They were also still learning all the time.
They were learning as well.
When is it, like in our schools, kids really don't start seriously learning until after high school. But it could have been then.
No, we consider learning today in high school serious learning.
No, we do learn in high school. It's not the same as sitting all day in a yeshiva in Israel. I'd say it's a little different. Or sitting all day in the Beit Medrash and maybe taking secular courses at night or something. That's different than... Right? I mean, in high school, you are learning. Okay, you are learning in high school, so why weren't they learning in high school? Why is it considering, what I'm saying? Why does it suddenly begin, like, the same time as the age of marriage?
Because the age of marriage is around high school time.
17.
If you're 17, or we'll soon see, some will say 13, some will say 15. Okay. We'll see what the issue is.
So they're saying they couldn't get married at 13, and then...
Yeah, we'll see in 2 seconds. The mechaber is going to say you should get married. We'll see.
And also, a lot of the models were that people learned. You know, all of the models were. Everyone always says that a lot of the rabbanim were did a trade, like the Rambam or the shoemaker or the.
Everybody in the Mishnah had a trade.
So why are they making it like it's one of the other?
What?
Why are they making it? Like
because it's what it. They became Rabbi Yoshua because they learned a little. There's
so
no
first they learned and then they got a trade.
That's
they don't even talk about that here.
We don't know when they got a trade. They probably first learned, got married, had a got a trade, worked part time and learned part time. That's what they did. They used to continue learning while they were. Yeah.
So why are they assuming that once you have a trade, you're giving up your learning when you have role models such as the Rashi and the Rambam?
It's a good question because it's very difficult for people who would be willing to live just on bare necessities. It's very difficult. People want to live comfortably, and to live comfortably you have to work more than the 3 hours a day which the Rambam will allocate you to work.
Rambam was a doctor, he lived comfortably, and so Rashi had a whole business.
I know,
business.
I know.
They had time to not only learn but to write and to... Maybe they just didn't sleep.
We don't know. It's a good question. Now, how do they pack all this into their lives? Right. There is a letter, a very famous letter. Michael Schmidman always refers to that letter when he talks. He says that the Rambam wrote a letter to his son describing a day of his. Right? Mm-hmm. And he said he did something that no good doctor should ever do. He prescribed medications without examining the patient. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it was from 6:30 in the morning when he went to the Sultan's house. Then now he has office hours, and there are lined up around the block, and it's 11:30 at night already, and I'm working already 18 hours. I'm falling off my feet. I just asked him, what's the matter? Here's the prescription. I didn't even have examined it. That's what he writes. He did something was terrible, but he said he was falling off his feet. What did one expect him to do? Fine. So this Rambam, you generate somewhat of a different impression. But let's analyze the Rambam's thinking. Let me ask you this question, Rabotai. If I am learning here tonight, I'm learning, okay? Does that mean I don't have to say Kriya Shema tonight?
Oh,
no. It's Isaac B'mitzvah, Patim and Amitzvah.
But at some point, you would stop to go to sleep unless you plan to go.
Okay, but I'm going to go to sleep.
Tomorrow.
I'm going to go to sleep. So let's imagine I'm going in the morning when Zman Krishma will come to an end. Or even Zman Krishma comes to an end at midnight according to the halacha, Chachamim. So if I'm going to be learning now until midnight, does that mean I don't have to recite the Shema because I can claim Isik B'mitzvah, Patam and Amitzvah? Right? You can't keep learning. Can't keep learning. If I'm learning, does that mean on the first day of Sukkot I don't have to take a lulav and esrog? If I'm learning, I'm going to sit down to say the night. I'm going to sit down and learn bava kama all night. Not chayv to eat matzah.
Down to the question is, what does it mean to dedicate yourself to learning? How much of your life is devoted to it? And the mitzvah of lulav doesn't take you away from it for that long.
But
taking on a responsibility
but
a household is a different.
Okay, different. So now you're putting, like we said, nasata divarech l'shiurin. Let's see how much of an interruption it actually is.
Right. So what does it mean? You know, you either get married or you learn.
Right.
What is the requirement for learning? What does it mean to dedicate? To dedicate yourself to learning.
Sit down in front and learn and don't do nothing else.
All day, do nothing else. Don't daven chakras.
Oh, that's my question.
Right. So
does it exempt you or not?
It doesn't sound like it means that.
Okay, so now let's see why it doesn't sound like that. And once it doesn't sound like that, how is it now going to apply to what? To getting married. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Let's take a look at the next. Okay, I have to see why it's different. Okay? So go now to page 3.
When you had this idea, we learned
Torah Tel
and
Munato. Torah is his profession.
And then he's Yotzei or he's Yotzei?
He's exempt from all mitzvot.
Oh, so maybe that's the only time.
Okay, right. But for most of us, the Rambam already said he never saw such a person who qualifies as Torato Uminato. His profession is learning. Rambam said never met such a guy. This is Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezra, Evan Ezer, first Siman of Evan Ezer, and we're looking at Halacha Gimel. Mitzvah al kol adam sheyisa isha ben yudchet. The mitzvah is to get married when you're 18 years old. That's quoting the Mishnah. But hamakdim lisa ben yudgimel mitzvah min amuvchar. It's even a better mitzvah if you get married when? When you're 13. So now, a little above the Mechaber, on the right-hand side of the page, I bracketed the commentary in Shulchan Aruch called the Chelkas Mechonke, who comments on this statement of Karo. Yisa Isha ben Yudchet. He asks, Afal gav de kol ha-mitzvot chayav l'kayem miyad kishina ase ben Yudgimel. Even though what? Under ordinary circumstances, every single boy is obligated to observe every single mitzvah when he reaches what age? 13. So why did Karo open up with the statement that it's you can get married when what? When you're 18. So he answers, Mikol makom, mitzvah zu, kiblu chazal, sheben yutchet l'chopa. Our rabbis in the Mishnah said, "Ben Shmona Aso Lechopa." Why? Mi Achash Itzorich Lumod Kodem Sheisa Isha. So, let's see how he operates this thing. When you're 13 years old, you are now Chayav in 613 mitzvot. Are saddled the moment you become Bar Mitzvah. So most of them are not in conflict with one another. But learning in Talmud Torah apparently, actually getting married in Talmud Torah, can't do both. Hence, even though the child is obligated to learn, and he's obligated to get married, well, if you're going to get married, you're not going to be able to learn. Hence, Karo says, you know what? We're going to delay this mitzvah for 5 years. That's how Mechalkas Mechokik interprets the Karo. Why did he not say initially that a child should get married at 13? Because he knows you can't do learning and get married at the same time. That's impossible.
And he's ascribing that motivation to the Mishnah that says Ben Shmonas.
Right? That is correct. What's difficulty according to that analysis? Look again at Karo's words and tell me what is difficult based on his analysis, which we just read. Tell me what's difficult, if that is the case.
It's still putting Karo on it.
No, that's not difficult. I have somebody in the Gemara who says, Yisa Isha, Lum Yilvo Torah, Bacha Yisa Isha.
It's very obvious. How did you say the energy?
No. So then why is it the best mitzvah to do it to get married at 13? If I just explained, why should you get married when you're 18? To enable you have 5 years to learn. So how does he say 2 seconds later, but the best thing would be to get married when you're 13?
So that can't be the
rationale. So okay, that's the difficulty with this interpretation. So now we're stuck without a very good explanation in Karo's words. You should get married when you're 18, but it's better to get married. Why is it better?
Why is that out of your mind?
What?
You're getting rid of your unclean thoughts, so therefore you can devote yourself more to Talmud Torah, and you live with your wife.
Okay.
So therefore,
okay. But see, Karo should have said all of that. Yeah. He didn't say that it's better to get married at 13 because you can get rid of your brother. He said, why is she mitzvah ben amuvchar? That's the best mitzvah to get married first.
Why does he say that the obligation is when you're 18? I mean, why?
That he didn't say, he says that's what the Mishnah said. Kiblu chazal ben shmona asur l'chuppah. He is now interpreting, why did chazal say ben shmona asur l'chuppah? Why didn't they say ben shlosh asur l'chuppah? He says, because they know that the rabbis want the kids to learn a little.
That's not what Karo said.
But that's the way he's interpreting Karo.
Right.
may not be correct, but he's interpreting that way. Yes?
Could it have anything to do with maturity in terms of learning?
It has a lot to do with maturity.
At 13, you're not going to learn the same way that you can learn at 18, but you can get married. And also, you can reverse that. You know, the maturity to get married, you're not going to have as...
Hey, but again, according to him, what's happening is it's evident that you can't do both effectively.
Yeah, I don't know if you can make judgments about their concept of maturity and how mature people were at particular ages at that time.
Right. They obviously believed that they were far more mature at an earlier age.
Is there also a rational
and they have been that way.
Concept of adolescence, they had a shorter lifespan.
Right. Right, for a shorter lifespan, yes. There are many factors that probably played into it.
Maybe when he's saying, you know, ideally, you get married at 13, ideally you've got a father more who can support you so you can sit and learn.
But that's not an ideal world. Cairo is going to tell you that the shver of it is going to pay for you? No. He didn't say that. So now let's move on to page number 4. And we're going to see something of Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman in his commentary to Masechet Yevamot, who's going to try to analyze the Rambam's opinion. And maybe we'll get some insight into Cairo as well. Hinei zal zel lashon haRambam sham. Here is the words of the Rambam. We read them. Im haya osek batorah vitarudba. If somebody was learning and very involved, v'haya mityare milisa isha, and he was afraid to get married, kidei shelo yitrach b'mizonot avur ishto, so that he will not have to be busy working in order to provide for his wife. And then v'yivatel mehatorah, hareze mutar lehit acher. He's allowed to delay getting married. Shehaosek b'mitzvah pata min ha-mitzvah. Whenever you're involved in mitzvah A, you don't have to do mitzvah B. For kol shekein b'talmud Torah, and certainly if you're learning, which is a great mitzvah, great mitzvah, certainly if you're learning, you should not have to do the mitzvah of getting married. Ad kan lishono, ayin kuflam, end of quote of Rambam. Now he goes on the attack. Ubeperakamed demoit katan daftet amud bet, in the first perakamed katan, and daftet amud bet, the Gemara says as follows. Yasvu v'kami bayelahu. They were sitting in the Beit Midrash. Yatvu, they were sitting in the Beit Midrash. V'kami bayelahu. And they were asking the following question. Ksiv, it is written, it's a pasuk in Mishle, Yikarahi mipninim. The Torah is more precious than what? Mazepininim? Pearls. V'chol chafotzecha lo yishvu ba. All of your own activities can't compare to what?
To learning.
Inference. Hocheftze shamayim yishvu ba. If you have things to take care of, not because they're your things to take care of, but whose things are they to take care of? Shamayim. What does that mean? God's telling you to do. Shim yesh lecha la'asok b'mitzvah. If there is an opportunity to do a mitzvah, tibatel Talmud Torah, you should stop learning the asok b'mitzvah. And what?
And do
the other mitzvah. When do we say that Torah study is greater than anything else? When it's up against what? Chafotzecha, your things to do. Then Torah study is number one. But if you have God's things to perform, you can't use Torah study as an excuse not to perform God's demands. Uksiv kol chafotzim lo yishvu ba. There is another pasuk that says, "Kol chafotzim lo yishvu ba." All items, all desires, all activities can't compare to learn. The afilu cheftzei shamayim lo yishvu ba. Even heaven's obligations can't compare to the study of Torah. The mevatel mitzvah v'osek b'talmud Torah. Because when what do? You cancel a mitzvah, and what do? You continue to study Torah. Well, which one is it? Should you interrupt your learning to do a mitzvah? Should you interrupt your learning not to do a mitzvah? Answers the Gemara. Kan b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asota al yadei acherim. Kan b'mitzvah she'i'efshar la'asota al yadei acherim. So here are the two situations. I'm sitting and learning. I heard that somebody is ill in the hospital. So what mitzvah do I have? Bikachayim. Okay. Can you go be mevakachayim? Sure you can. So it's a mitzvah which could have been done by somebody else. Doesn't necessarily need me. Then says the Gemara, what should I do? Continue to learn. But it's if it's a mitzvah that cannot be done by anyone else, I have to do that mitzvah, then I stop doing my learning and I do the mitzvah. So if it's my, can somebody else daven maariv for me? No. Can somebody eat matzah for me? No. Can somebody take a lulav for me? No. Basically, all mitzvot shebein adam l'makom, those have to be done. And you can't use learning Torah as an excuse. So ends the Gemara. So ends the Gemara. So what question is Rabbi Chanan Wasserman about to launch against the Rambam? We'll read it inside. You tell me what the question is.
Getting married is a mitzvah.
Can somebody else do that for you?
Nope.
Got to have your own children. So how does the Rambam say that it what? That if you're afraid, that what? That it's going to take time away from learning.
Then you're allowed to just learn and not get married.
What do you mean? The exemption of Osek B'mitzvah, Patam in our mitzvah, does not apply to Talmud Torah. It applies to every other mitzvah, not to Talmud Torah. It applies to every other mitzvah. I'm going to give you the illustration which Rashi, which the Mishnah in Sukkah gives, to show you how it applies to every other mitzvah. There is a person who was taken captive in California. Taken captive. And they have a ransom price. Now we're going to be not like the Marami Rutenberg. We're going to pay the ransom. Okay? I have the money. I'm here in New York. And I start driving cross country in order to bring the ransom money. And as I am traveling, I encounter the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Now, on Route 80, which goes east-west, not every place on Route 80 is there a sukkah. Says the Mishnah, I don't have to worry about a sukkah. Why? Because I'm Isaac B'mitzvah, Patam in HaMitzvah. I'm in the middle of the mitzvah, Pinyan Shvuyim. So when you were involved in another mitzvah, you don't have to perform mitzvah number two. When does this rule apply that you have to stop? Only the mitzvah of Talmud Torah you have to stop. Why do you have to stop the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? We say every day. We ask God for Hamarachim, Rachim, same Bimah, Le'avin, Le'askir, Lishmoa, Le'lmod, Ulameh, Lishmor, V'la'asot. The purpose of learning is to put it into practice. So if there is an opportunity to do a mitzvah in practice, how can you use it as an excuse? I'm supposed to be learning. The purpose of learning is to have limud mevi lidei ma'aseh. Mevi lidei ma'aseh. Action. Therefore he asks the question, how does the Rambam excuse you not to get married? Let's read it inside. Umivuar. It is explained, line 6. The b'mitzvah she'ef shal lekayma al yedei acherim, eino niftar mi mitzvah al yedei Talmud Torah. Any mitzvah that cannot be done by someone else, you cannot use Talmud Torah as an excuse not to perform that mitzvah. V'lo amrinan bazeh oseik b'mitzvah patam in hamitzvah. We do not say in this particular case that oseik b'mitzvah patam in hamitzvah. Vikasha, If that's the case, the question is, Mashikosov Harambam, the Osek B'mitzvah, Patam in HaMitzvah, the Koshkein B'Talmud Torah. The Nai Koshkein who said, what do you mean, certainly Talmud Torah? Adarabah, Talmud Torah Gora Le'inyin Zeh. Talmud Torah is worse than any other mitzvah. Why is Talmud Torah worse than any other mitzvah? Because you're supposed to stop learning in order to perform another mitzvah. The ha mitzvahs piriya veribya he mitzvah shi'i efshal lekaima ayodei achirim. Nobody can perform that mitzvah for you. Says, now he's going to give his answer. Since the Tzarech Leimar, I'm going to have to say, the Kevon the Airi HaRambam Hocha Le'inyin Ichur HaMitzvah V'lo Bitula Legamrei Masha Efshar L'Kaima Al Yedei Atzmo L'Achazman Hevelo Ke'efshar L'Kaima Al Yedei Achirim. Wow. What does he say? The Rambam never said that if you're learning, you don't have to get married the rest of your life. That would be against the Gemara. Using Talmud Torah as a poor excuse in order not to what? To fulfill a mitzvah. The Rambam never said it. What does the Rambam allow you to do? To postpone, to delay a mitzvah. And now he says, just as if you can perform the mitzvah, if someone else can perform the mitzvah for you, you're allowed to continue learning. Well, if the mitzvah can be done by you a little later, so right now it's as if it could be done by somebody else. Because it can be done at a later time. Hence, we grant you an exemption and allow you to continue learning at that particular time. So again, what's the framework? Framework is as follows. We know for a fact that when you're 13 years old, you chayav to get married. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. So using Talmud Torah as a sad sack excuse, I can't get married, is not valid. Because normally Talmud Torah is not included in the rule of Osek B'mitzvah Patam and HaMitzvah. When you are learning and there is a mitzvah to be done, you stop your learning and you go do your mitzvah. But no one ever said that you have a right to continue learning to obliterate a mitzvah. All the Rambam said was you have a right lehit achra, to delay the mitzvah. Since you can do the mitzvah at a later time, we now say that in that regard, it's as if the mitzvah can be done by somebody else. Well, if the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, are you allowed to continue learning? Yes. Well, if the mitzvah can be done by you at a later date, you are permitted to continue learning. So, how many statements can now be understood against this backdrop? How many statements? We can understand the Rambam, why the Rambam says, you should get married. That's true. Why should you get married? Because there's a mitzvah to get married. But if you're learning Torah, and you want to delay it for a while, until 20, whatever the Rambam says, till 20, you're allowed to do so. Under those circumstances, you're allowed to employ the rule that I am exempt from the mitzvah because I'm not annulling it completely. It's not annulling it completely. Hence, we can understand Caro along these lines as well. Caro says, in theory, the way Chelkis Machoki interpreted, when should you get married? 13. But if you delay it until 18, that's okay.
But Caro calls 13 Minamukhar.
Why is it Minamukhar? Because it's one of the mitzvot that you're saddled with, and don't take advantage of the Isaac. Who told you to take advantage of Isaac for mitzvah? Patam and HaMitzvah, because you want to learn. First do your mitzvah, then do whatever you want. First do the mitzvah.
Isn't that in general?
What do you mean?
Aren't you supposed to, if you have a mitzvah, Shabbat, if it comes right now, you're supposed to take care of it. It's not just zrizim.
Correct. Mitzvah haba liyadcha al tach mitzena. Correct. So that's why Carol says mitzvah namufchar to do what? Get married at 13 when the mitzvah starts. But if for some reason you want to learn, I'll allow you to learn. We normally don't apply Isaac b'mitzvah patam and ha-mitzvah. Answer. Isaac b'mitzvah patam and ha-mitzvah does not apply to learning only if it will lead to a cancellation of the other mitzvah. If it will lead only to a delay of the second mitzvah, Talmud Torah is allowed to reign supreme under those circumstances. Under those circumstances. So if you accept that theory, and it's a very good working theory, we can understand what happens today as well. There is no doubt that most people will not say in our generation, the way people grow up and mature, that a 13-year-old should get married, and we say, hey, there's a mitzvah to get married. Nobody would ever say something like that. Nobody. In fact, there are several tshuvas of Rav Moshe of teenagers in camps playing little games, going to ring, saying Harayat Mekudeshetli in front of their bunkmates, and Rav Moshe saying, you don't really need a get because I know it's not serious. Why didn't Rav Moshe say, of course it's serious. He's over 13, he's doing a mitzvah. Because Rav Moshe knows that in today's society, kids don't get married when they're 13. He knows that. So today's time, when you are delaying getting married till 21, 22, 23, whatever it is, everybody understands that the exemption of Talmud Torah is permissible. As long as you don't plan on what? Canceling out the mitzvah in its entirety. So you can't learn li'olam va'ed. That you can't do. Can't learn li'olam va'ed. You have to put a certain time and then try to get married. And recognizing as well that once you do get married, it's going to be very difficult to maintain that type of intensity of learning. Why? Because you are chayav to be mifarnes et ishtecha. You are obligated to provide for them. And if you're obligated to provide for them, that means you got to go to work, and there is no realistic expectation that you're going to be able to what? Invest that type of time in Torah study under those circumstances. All right, we'll stop here. There will not be a shiur next week.